Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another atheist group's attempt to steal Christmas, but we're not going to let it happen. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. Well, this is a case out of Indiana. And Holly, this is now Fulton County, Indiana. We also have a case in Jackson County, Indiana. And both of these cases are cases brought by the ACLU.
They've really been targeting Indiana.
Yeah, they really have.
Years, yeah.
And this particular situation is Fulton County. So this particular guy, understand, let's look at some of the background here. The nativity scene, along with other secular symbols of the holiday, have been displayed on the public property of the Fulton County Courthouse lawn since 1980.
Oh, for only 40 years this has been going on with no problem.
A long time. So we represent the county against the ACLU. And the ACLU and its plaintiff first brought a lawsuit in 2018. So that's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they've allowed the two Christmas seasons to go by without a request for an injunction. They just filed a complaint. The case has been going through litigation. Now, this is going to be the third Christmas season since they filed the lawsuit. And now, all of a sudden, lo and behold, they file this request for a preliminary injunction. They want to stop the nativity scene for 2020. And so we have just now filed a response in opposition to it.
So all of a sudden, they're in a hurry.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they're in a hurry. And get this, the plaintiff, the single individual, does not even live in Fulton County. And he has failed to demonstrate that he's suffered any harm or has just cause to bring this action.
Kind of sounds like he's a puppet of the ACLU. What do you think?
I think so, yeah. No question about it.
Just like the other case that we're dealing with, Jackson County, I think they get puppets to file against these nativity scenes.
Yeah, they do. Well, in fact, in the other case in Jackson County, the person doesn't have any business there at the courthouse.
Doesn't live in the county, same thing.
Doesn't live there. And in fact, had this nativity had been going on for many seasons, mm-hmm. she never even knew about it. And then the ACLU sent a demand letter, and it got published in the newspaper. Oh, there's a nativity scene down there? So one time, she drove down there just to see it, and then became the plaintiff to file suit.
And suddenly got offended, I guess.
But hasn't seen it since then, and doesn't have any business going there.
But these nativity scenes are constitutional. You'd think the ACLU would get a clue. Well, they're constitutional.
You know, and they keep thinking that maybe a demand letter and intimidating these counties that they may lose and have attorney's fees will ultimately do it. Well, both of these counties said no. We're going to have Liberty Counsel defend us at no cost, and we'll see you in court. And so that's what happened.
Right.
So in the Jackson County case, by the way, we just argued that at the Court of Appeals. The lower court judge ultimately ruled the wrong way, and it's a great decision to take up to a higher court, even the U.S. Supreme Court, because it was a terrible decision in terms of its reasoning.
But we did get a motion to stay so they can have the nativity display
right.
this Christmas, which
yeah,
is a great
Yeah, so what
praise.
We did is we argued the case, and then we did something very unusual, ask the court before they even rule on it, because they're not going to probably have an opinion until 2021, and we'll miss this Christmas season. Right. It'd be the first one in Jackson County in Indiana. And so we asked the court to jump in right now and stay the lower court opinion, and by a 2-1 decision of the same panel, they did. So Jackson County will have their nativity scene.
That's a praise and a good sign for the decision.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. It's a great great sign for the ultimate decision that we'll get from that court probably sometime in early 2021.
And my goodness, you don't want to deprive these people of a nativity scene. This is Christmas. This is Christ's birthday.
Yep.
What would it be without a nativity scene?
Yeah, and so what we did on this one is they filed this injunction. Bad timing for them, because that's when the Court of Appeals had just given us this great victory in Jackson County, and they'll have their nativity. So we not only opposed it, but we said, look, the Court of Appeals just did this. So There's no reason to stop this nativity scene in Fulton County. So this nativity scene is beautiful. It has, in addition to the nativity, which the picture I'm looking at right now has a beautiful design. We also have a Santa Claus, or a Santa house, I should say. Santa Claus, a lighted reindeer, snowmen, and a candlestick.
And you know, the Optimist Club does this every year. They're dedicated to improving the lives of youth. So they provide this nativity scene every year.
Yeah, and they've maintained this display for 40 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something of the community event. People look forward to it. You know, and what worse time to have this would be in 2020 to say you can't even celebrate Christmas.
Right.
And yet, this is the ACLU. Look, we've defeated the same ACLU in Indiana at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals on the Ten Commandments display some years ago, where one of the counties had the Ten Commandments displayed along with other laws of government, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Magna Carta, other things as well. And the ACLU filed suit. We went up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and we won. So now the same ACLU is back trying to wipe out these nativity scenes.
You think they would learn after after all this time,
but
every year these come up. That's why we had the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, because we help these communities when they have issues like this, where they try to deprive them of a nativity scene.
That's exactly why we launched it. This is the 18th year for the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And this is designed to provide education, to educate, and when necessary, to litigate, to make sure that religious viewpoints are not censored from Christmas and holiday themes. And that's exactly what they're doing or trying to do in this lawsuit by the ACLU. They want the nativity gone. They want the holiday. They're fine with that. They want the nativity gone. Actually, in Jackson County, they want everything gone, the whole thing. But, you know, the Supreme Court and other courts have clearly said, and this is what we have as part of our lc.org/Christmas webpage. It's part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, lc.org/Christmas. I encourage you to take a look at it. Send some of that information to your local city, county, schools, and other public venues, especially in advance. Even though they're doing the right thing, you want to encourage them, because they oftentimes get these letters from the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, threatening litigation, and sometimes they just make a decision. You don't know why.
Right, and we have a memo on that page that offers guidance for these public celebrations of religious holidays so that you know ahead of time what you can and can't do.
Yeah, so the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign educates. Part of that education is that publicly displayed nativity scenes, like what we're talking about in Indiana, are constitutional, so long as if it's a public display on public property, and it's by the government, even though, you know, it's not an open forum for everybody to just come and put up their holiday displays, they control that forum, then it's constitutional so long as you have some other secular symbols of the holiday. And the same thing is true for a publicly sponsored concert or music celebration.
In public schools, children want to have sing, you know, Christmas songs, and they want to have religious songs in there too. They're, you know, allowed to do that.
They're allowed to do that as well. And there's been lawsuits trying to stop schools from having that kind of Christmas music. One lawsuit said, well, they've got more Christian songs than they do, or religious songs than they do secular songs. The Federal Court of Appeals said, so what? That's not the measure. As long as they have some music of the holiday, and this is, we're talking about a school-sponsored event. If it's a private display on public property where it's open for other people to display, a band shell, or maybe certain parks allow the community to put up signs, then that private speech, even though it occurs on public property, does not need any secular symbol of the holiday.
Right, but my goodness, Christmas is a national religious holiday celebrating the birth of Christ. That is a Christian holiday.
Yeah, and you know, you have a federal and state laws that's an official holiday.
Right.
And the U.S. Supreme Court has actually referred to that in the case of Lynch versus Donnelly, that indeed we have a long history of celebrating religious interaction and Christmas and holiday displays and other kinds of religious heritage and history in our country. and to wipe these things out would be not anything the First Amendment would envision. In fact, it would show hostility toward religion. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Let us know if you hear of anything like this involving threats to any kind of aspect of Christmas this year. You can go to lc.org, lc.org, and visit lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.